Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Since it's Tuesday, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller. I am guessing that vaccines are probably still topic one.
Well, good morning. Yes. So I thought I would just give a couple of updates on things. I don't have anything too earth-shaking to share with you today, but we are working on getting more vaccines. That's, of course, the big desire of everybody. And I think that there is some optimism that in the next few weeks, we may actually be able to have a few more vaccinations available out here on the coast. And I know that the county health department is working very diligently to get vaccines for their mass vaccination clinic, which you can sign up for through the through their Mendocino County Health Mendocino County website. And then also just a reminder that you can get alerts regarding those mass vaccination clinics by going to vaccinatemendo.com, which is Ted Williams' website, to get alerts about it. So they are working on it. I don't think this week we have an increased number yet, but we are hoping that in the next couple of weeks we will be, that the county will be getting more vaccines. In addition to that, through Adventist Health, we are petitioning directly with the state to get vaccines as well. So hopefully between that two-pronged approach, we will be able to get more vaccines here for people on the coast. So I will keep you informed. Please, for everyone, please be patient. I know this is a time of anxiety. Now that we have the vaccine, a lot of people want to get it, and we certainly want people to get it. Right now, we're working on that very, very diligently. So I will keep you informed. In addition, I just wanted to mention that this week's Miller Report is going to focus on the issues around reopening schools. I know that's a related topic that everybody is very interested in, and I think that we should reopen the schools, and I think it is safe to do so. And that's a long conversation, more than our little radio spot can, I think, handle. But I am going to put out a detailed Miller report this week talking about the pros and cons and considerations. Certainly there are issues, but I do think that the sum total is that we should move forward with reopening the schools because there's a lot of downsides to not reopening them at this point. As people are probably hearing, students are not doing well with this remote learning, and there are a lot of other issues that are popping up too. You know, for younger children, the missed opportunity for social learning, just for social skills, and then on a darker side, there's been an increase nationally of suicides in young people that is thought to be partly due to the fact that they're feeling very isolated. So that's a very concerning piece of this. And the strategies for reopening are good, and they're safe. Masks do work. Social distancing and hand washing do work. And in addition, teachers have been vaccinated now. So anyway, that's the punchline. But for more detail, please refer to the Miller Report when it comes out later. And so those are the COVID-related topics. On other topics, I just want to mention to the community that we are working on fulfilling our commitment to increasing specialty support out here on the coast. We are bringing in gastroenterology to fill the position that Dr. Dan Conlon did for us for 30 years. That was really appreciated. But as most people probably know, he has gone into semi-retirement and is staying down in San Francisco now. So we are bringing, we have a gastroenterologist, in fact, today coming over here and doing some colonoscopies from Ukiah. We have cardiology with Dr. Ploss, who's coming here twice a month. We are looking at developing a telemedicine relationship with a critical care pulmonary group to provide critical care medicine support when patients are in the hospital, in the ICU, backing up our hospitalists. We continue to work on recruiting an orthopedic surgeon. We did have one in the pipeline who we thought was going to come, and then unfortunately that fell through. But we are still working on that. And lastly, we continue to work on recruiting a full-time permanent oncologist. With the departure of Dr. Rochaud about a year ago, we have had the oncology clinic, which is a very busy clinic, staffed with locum tenens, which are temporary physicians that are just bridging the gap until we recruit somebody. It turns out that oncology is a specialty where there aren't very many oncologists for the need. As we know, baby boomers are getting older and more patients are requiring on cancer doctors. And so there's a real a deficit nationally in the number of cancer doctors, oncologists. So it's a tough field to recruit, but we continue to work diligently in doing that. So that's the update for specialists. I thought I would say something other than COVID for a change.
No, that's great, Doctor. Wonderful. It's good to get an update on what's going on at the hospital, and like you say, and just not talk about COVID all the time. Thank you, Dr. Miller. We appreciate it. And you've been listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.